This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose, without Devin, the insurance doctor, who cannot be here because he said he had something better to do.
He's doing grown-up stuff.
Unbelievable. But in his absence has been Jeremy Reynolds, who has not only filled those small, tiny shoes, but has yet busted out of them and made it more difficult for Devin.
George Reeves?
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
That's right.
It's Devin all day.
It's Devin.
Oh, nope.
Oh, play it again. Nope. Well, that's it. That's over with. So before the break, we were talking a little TT with D.
Listen, I don't know how much more detail you want me to go into this thing. Look, they put the chip on the shoulder pads. The guy runs down the field. They tell you how fast he's going. It's cool. They'll use it for stats. They'll use
it for
fantasy.
And if he turns left or right.
Yeah. If he turns left or right, hey. We can use it in fantasy football for stats. You know, what else you want?
That right there is what TT with D should be.
That's what it's all about.
So, I mean, Devin,
what more do you
want to
know?
Okay.
What
we didn't have to write a book. We just went with it.
And so the question was, what if the guy gets hit and the chip falls off? Well, they put another one on it. Shut up.
They track the blade of grass.
They track it. They
there
track
it
how
is.
Many times it gets
well,
trampled
it,
in the field.
If it's
in
Cam Newton in a Super Bowl, he'll eventually fall on it. Oh, wait, no, he won't.
How is it negative? Cam. Oh, Cam. Is he still pouting?
Eh, probably.
Is he still?
Hey, man. This will make him a better person.
He and Rhonda got together in a Melbourne hospital.
He'll be better.
This will make you a better person. Trust me.
Well, that's a terrible support group right there.
Was he in Florida with the teenage doctor?
Yeah. Hashtag Wood Matters.
Wood Matters.
Wood Matters.
It wasn't that kind of doctor.
Hey, we don't know that.
We'll see. I still have high hopes.
That's great, man.
All right, man, let's do this thing. Let's get into it.
Oh, well, we're ready?
We're ready.
Okay, listen now, Jeremy. When I say national,
okay,
I'm going to need you to say Facebook.
Oh, though we got this is going to be something that
this
like,
is an intro. Okay,
has a mock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say national. You say Facebook. Jim will close it out. Okay,
all right,
you ready?
Fantastic.
You ready?
Fashion.
National
Facebook
news.
See that?
That was great.
Today's headlines.
He brought his own flair.
Own flair to it. I like it,
Devin. Pay attention. And I don't mean Rick. So national Facebook / local / national news in Devin's honor is here. So we're combining this week due to the absence of the insurance doctor. And I hope that I can do my best to fill in his extremely small yet tiny shoes.
Here we go. Childlike shoes.
Childlike shoes that his feet look like blocks. Now, with that on the side, national Facebook news. My news feed has been pretty standard this week. I don't know about you guys, but
I actually do. And this is late breaking announcement. I had chicken last night.
There it is. Did you take a picture?
Did you take a picture of it?
I did. It was grilled to perfection, and it was great.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Did anybody comment?
Unfortunately, I did not have any comments. Could be that I have no friends.
Okay.
Could be
that.
Did you see the other one that's making the rounds on Facebook there?
What's that?
Hookers for Hillary.
Really?
Oh.
The Bunny Ranch sitting out front. All their shall we say, employees.
I must say the
she wants to legalize that.
The BART compilation was fantastic.
Well, you know, that is a movement I can get behind. So
so
or in front of. Or
hey, hashtag Wood Matters.
Wood Matters.
So,
is that just up in the porn stars for Cruz?
That's great. Oh, that was great too, man. So, my news feed has been filled with American Idol clips. I don't know if you guys watch American Idol, but if you don't, shame on you. Okay, just like we talked about a couple weeks ago.
I lost interest 26 years ago.
Okay, so listen, this is the, 15th season?
Oh you would know.
So I do know.
Yes, he would.
It's the best one. It's the best final.
It's the final one.
Does it come on after or before Teen Mom?
So listen, I love Teen Mom too. I'm telling you, man, it is what it is. Teen Mom is a great
special place in hell for people.
Well, listen.
based on the stories I've heard, I don't think you're alone in that.
No.
He likes Teen Mom.
Yeah.
You heard him say that, right?
My wife and I have watched that show since it came out, but so this week's been, all my American Idol.
She's just checking to make sure that you're not on the show.
Hey, listen, man. I'm just making sure she's not on the show. Yeah.
He's the guy with the blurred out face.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, man.
We
just met,
I was at a basketball game.
Next thing she said, "My baby." I don't know
what was the show. What was it, Dateline had all the pedophiles on it?
Yeah,
you do know you're coming to see a 12-year-old girl, right? Why do you have a 6-pack of beer and a case of condoms?
When they catch them, and then she says she was 14 at the door. Well, she told me she was 21.
Really? I was here to try to talk her out.
That's why I brought the Seabreeze.
Hashtag wood matters.
That's why I brought the Seabreeze 4-pack. Yeah,
that's it. Bartles and James.
So listen, you guys have seen the American Idol before, right? Okay, you know how they like to do a lot of crazy acts, and they put them on show, and then they make fun of them. That was what Simon Cowell was all about.
Oh yeah.
So over the
years,
William
Hung.
Yes, William Hung.
$2 million.
And the guy,
and 3 albums,
and the guy that
Christmas compilation.
What? Wow. Pull your pants up or whatever his name was.
Pants on the ground.
On the ground. So you look at this, and over the years, that's what this show has been known for. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started moving away. They're changing judges. The dog went out, and the next thing they bring in new people, and then the show started shifting, and then they really were trying to get the talent level in there. Well, it seems like this year they have the talent level and the weirdness combined in the same people.
That's for sure. I was watching it this week with the wife.
Hey, congratulations!
She was watching it in there, and I went in there, and it seemed like everyone that came up, she kept saying, This guy or this girl's just weird.
So, and that's what me and my wife and I were talking about this past week, because I DVR'd them, we were watching them, and I'm like, so this is the deal. These people are super, super talented, and they are super, super weird.
Well, it's because they finally got smart and combined it with the people of Walmart.
Well,
That's where they get their talent.
One girl on the show who literally lives in the mountains, no running water, no electricity.
Oh, yeah.
She's got this huge cowboy hat.
And she,
but she has cable.
She plays a cello.
And she plays a cello.
But has cable TV and enough knowledge to know that she needs to audition for American Idol.
They only fire up the generator to power that once a week.
I can't bathe or wash myself, but
I will tell you this. Some of the stuff that, some weirdness, but it's the last season. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it all the way through. But I will tell you this. I watched this show because J-Lo was on it. And she's smoking hot.
I'll give you that.
And she was on Jimmy Fallon this past week as well,
uh-huh.
And she was smoking hot on there too. So she
didn't change.
I don't care.
Okay.
No, right. She needed to change. Hashtag
Wood Matters.
Thank you, people. So moving on. So listen, next story come up I have for you guys is the Wall Street Journal doesn't like Trump.
Wait, what?
Are you kidding?
What?
Someone doesn't like Trump. No, I don't believe
come
that.
Come on.
So there's a new poll out that's a national poll.
Thank you.
Hashtag. There's a new poll out. It's a national poll of the 2016 cycle that shows Ted Cruz emerging ahead of Donald Trump by 2% with old Rubio. Coming in at a third place.
Old Rubio.
He's around 17%, followed by Ohio governor at 11%. And then you got Ben Carson coming in at 10. And then old Jebby.
Old Jeb. Pulling up the rear.
4%. So
it matters.
Here's what Trump said. Okay, and this poll was done by the Wall Street Journal. It's the first national poll of the 2016 cycle. So he goes, I have never done well with the Wall Street Journal poll. I think someone at the Journal doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Classic Trump.
Classic Trump.
That's my boy.
Lobbyist.
There seems to be a lot of friction developed this year since we hit January with our GOP candidates.
Are you going to talk about the South Carolina debate at all?
Listen, talk about it now.
All right, I'm just going to put this out there.
Discuss it.
It was, for me, hard to watch.
It was.
It was hard to watch because it was just, it was so ridiculous, man. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, just made complete asses out of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
On that debate. It was ridiculous.
I was embarrassed for them.
I mean, it was bad, man. And I hate to say it, but Kasich and Rubio, I thought, came away looking better than the others.
I don't trust Rubio.
It was just – I don't either, but they definitely looked – to me, those two kind of won that debate. Those three guys look like just complete asses.
I think Kasich does meth.
I think Kasich
– Well, it is Ohio.
I think Kasich created meth.
I think he's discovered oil.
Well, you know, Trump, I kind of relate to Ross Perot. I mean, he is the Ross Perot of the day.
Thank you. I remember Ross.
I expect at some point Trump just going to come out on a stage and it's going to be like, and now welcome to the stage, Donald Trump. Kenny, hang on a second. I got to bring my slideshow up here.
Yeah. What you waiting for? Come on now.
I've got slides here that are going to tell you with squiggly lines.
I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. Can I finish?
Can I finish?
That's awesome, dude.
Can I?
So we're talking about these going back and forth. We got to stop. They got to get back on track. In my mind, Ted Cruz is the man that needs to be out in front anyways. However, I love what Trump brings. I don't necessarily like Trump anymore or any less than I did when he first started. I've always been a Ted Cruz supporter. But I think what's happening is that they're attacking each other so much, it just makes Bernie look better.
there's nothing that they could do to make Bernie a viable option for me, but...
The man went 40 years without a job. That's my kind of candidate.
Let me just say this.
So earlier in the week, you had Jimmy Fallon, and he was doing the Tonight Show. And here it comes out. He's doing his opening monologue, and all of a sudden he pulls a hammy. He goes, swap. I need a swap. I got a hammy, you know. And all of a sudden he tags, and here's Jay Leno out of the blue coming on the stage, and he tags Jay Leno in. Jay's going, he's hitting jokes left and right. He's talking about the GOP candidate, talking about this exact same thing.
Yeah.
And then he says, you know, he goes, and I'll tell you this. It's about time they start picking a vice president. He says, you know, Bernie Sanders has got to pick a vice president. This is very important because that guy's going to be one process away from the presidency.
Yeah.
And then he goes, they can't fire me. I don't work here.
I found a picture on the internet of Bernie Sanders back when in I don't know, probably the early 70s or something like that. He had the fro going on and the glasses. And I looked at that picture, and the very first thing that came to my mind was unemployed.
Totally legit
unemployed.
Well, listen, we need to get back to the issues that matter. We need to start focusing in on national security, and we need to start focusing on the economy, and we need to get some plans on education, start discussing the policies, and get past the nonsense. And I believe until you Donald Trump is away from it, you're always going to have the middle school nonsense with
it's going to happen.
He doesn't like me.
Yeah. Going after the Bush family and stuff like that. I mean,
it's heating up. It's so hot.
It's just ridiculous.
It's so hot. Too hot to handle? That Donald Trump has to hit on Megyn Kelly just to get the cold shoulder.
Nice. Hold on. How long have you been working on that one?
He thought about that one all night.
Literally, like, there's like 4 days ago, he goes, oh my God, that's the best line in history.
That's it. That's the one I'm going to use.
All right, so following the GOP.
And you got upstaged by hashtag.
Following the GOP, Chelsea Clinton, which is the daughter of Hillary, had decided she's going to chime in, and she gave who she feels is going to be the next president. So I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but she made an embarrassing slip when she was speaking for her mother at one of the functions.
Was it a wardrobe malfunction?
She referred to her mother's rival as President Sanders while talking to her mother's supporters in Minnesota. The former first daughter had been talking about her mother's Democrat rival when she made the unfortunate mistake, immediately correcting herself as the crowd laughed. So she had been trying to criticize Sanders for his position on legal immunity for gun makers, which had voted for, and college tuition fees, when she accidentally handed the win to him. She said, we need to strip away the immunity that President Sanders. And she goes, oh, I mean, Senator Sanders. I hope not President Sanders.
So well, now, let me. She got a law degree, right? Is that where she
yes,
went?
Okay. Yes, yes.
So she's probably seen the indictment already.
Probably has.
Yeah.
She knows there's no chance.
Yeah.
She knows there's no chance.
No chance.
So she's made her choice.
If you get a chance to go to watch the Vine of Hillary doing her little barking,
it's great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
So the Vine of that they played on again on Jimmy Fallon the other night, which is where I got the cold shoulder remark. By the way,
well, he stole it. He didn't even come up with it.
Stole that remark. So, anyways, moving on.
Well, you played it off nicely.
I did.
Until you give yourself away. I
wasn't going to take the credit for it, man. Come on.
I wouldn't have taken the credit for that one either.
No. So, before we got into it, earlier in the show, we were talking about an 18-year-old posing as a doctor in Florida. Now, I know there was a lot
of... It's my kind of scam.
Your kind of scam. This is something that only I could come up with. At least I thought.
Well, you're wrong.
Until I realize there's a special young man.
Well, I do dentistry out of my apartment complex, so if you're interested in a root canal after this.
So,
hammers and chisels.
A South Florida teen was arrested Tuesday and charged with practicing medicine without a license, I mind you, after allegedly setting up a fake medical practice and passing himself off as a PhD.
Nice.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office.
Unbelievable.
Said Malachi Love hyphen Robinson was arrested after he allegedly performed an examination on an undercover agent and offered medical advice. The Palm Beach Post reported that a cease and desist order showed that Love hyphen Robinson had operated in a medical office in the West Palm Beach since January 26th. The teen allegedly named his practice. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Man. Are you ready for this?
This has got to be great.
New birth, new life, holistic, and alternative medical center and urgent care.
Wow, that's a long name.
Yeah, so that's the NBNLHAMC.
Did you say NAMBLA? Is that what that was?
PhD.
And claimed to be a doctor of psychology.
But you're a daughter of psychology giving medical exams.
So
that sounds legit.
Yeah.
At the time of the investigation, Love
hyphen
Robinson
hyphen
mother told police her son had been diagnosed with an illness and was not taking his medication. The precise illness was
he didn't fill his own prescription.
So he had been investigated a couple times before, apparently, for the same thing. So they knew who he was. But listen. All I can say is that if your name is Malachi Love
hyphen
Robinson, then you have a lot more problems than just being arrested.
Well, let's
for
talk.
Being a
doctor. No, there was a point in that story that I want to get to because
O-M-L-R.
You said the investigating officer during a medical exam.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the officer who was there on.
Yeah. I know. Right?
You were okay. Not only did you go into the office, you allowed this. You know that he's an undocumented doctor or unlicensed.
Because that's why you're there.
What the heck? You know what? Let's just have this guy go ahead and touch me.
Yeah. What type of exam were they doing? It was a.
It was just a regular. Just a regular doctor.
It wasn't get in the stirrups, and it wasn't turn your head.
No stirrups.
So all I'm saying is,
all
I
natural
just want to know
pap smear.
What was his diagnosis? Was the guy healthy?
I think
I want to know. I would say, hey, before I arrest you, how was everything?
Did I look all right?
Did everything check out?
Yeah, how was the X-ray?
I got this rash right here. Did you see that? So listen, the poor kid. He tried to do everything he could. He was just trying to make a living. Okay.
That's right.
He's totally
just decided.
Legit.
He stumbled and came across some of those pads where they fill the prescriptions out.
He lives in America where you can be anybody you want to be,
licensed or not.
You know, especially in Palm Beach County.
All right, so we got a couple stories to get to. We're going to have to take a quick break, and then when we come back from that, we'll try to get to the story with the Virginia mom, and we definitely want to touch on the Obama skipping funeral. And story, and we'll get to that as soon as we can. So
you have been listening to GRE with Triple D, David, Devin, and DeBose, and Jeremy.
What?
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.